From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Today I want to share a few thoughts with you about the character whom we sometimes call Doubting Thomas. We read about him in John chapter 20, reading from the verse 24. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy side, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. We know that God will add his own blessing to the reading of his word. Most of the disciples are men about whom we know very little. Peter is not like that. We know ever so much about Peter. But Peter is the exception. We know about John. We know about James. Not so much about James, but a little bit more about James. Thomas is one of those that we know something about. And what we do with him is we take one leading characteristic and we cause that characteristic to define him. It seems a little unfair that we simply know him as Doubting Thomas. But yet it is on account of his doubts that he represents encouragement. And he is an encouragement to us to trust Jesus Christ. Let's think about the spirit that shaped his character. Thomas was a doubting kind of an individual because he was a pessimistic individual. He often looked in the dark side. He often saw the problems as opposed to the opportunities. He often asked questions instead of seizing the promises. His glass was often half empty. But isn't that true of all of us? Most of us. In John 11 verse 16, Thomas, which is called Didymus, said unto his fellow disciples, Let us also go that we may die with him. Here's one of the glimpses into his character. Jesus was going to Jerusalem. Jerusalem was a hotbed of anger against Christ. The Jewish religious leadership were there. It was Passover time. It was a dangerous time. Persecution against Christ was on the increase. It looked as though death was coming. Jesus was going into the cauldron. And Thomas said, Oh, we'll go, but we'll die in the process. Thomas couldn't see it any other way. He was willing to die with Christ. That was a mark of his faithfulness. But the fact that he only saw life in terms of the death that was coming shows us that he was the ultimate pessimist. In John 14 verse 5, when Christ said, Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And all Thomas could do was say, Lord, we don't know where you're going, and how can we know the way there? Thomas was asking the question, perhaps was asking a question that was in the rest of their hearts. He was honest enough to express it. And there is an honesty with Thomas. In the midst of all his doubts, there was an honesty. He was willing to admit to his doubts, and willing to ask the questions. It's never a bad thing to ask questions. Even though our questions may be full of skepticism, it's good to get them out there, to discuss them. Because we will always find a solution when we're willing to be open. The closed heart never finds a solution to anything. Thomas's faith was a struggling faith. And so often our faith struggles as we intersect with problems and with challenges and with uphill battles. We can't see the end in sight. Thomas was like that. And herein we see human nature. Let's also think about the unbelief that hindered his progress. Thomas was a timid, very retiring character. Peter was a bold character who could be very brash. Peter, in the midst of his boldness, made terrible mistakes. Thomas, in the midst of his timidness, he too made mistakes. All of our characteristics can be strengths, but they can always be weaknesses as well. And what Thomas couldn't quite do was take God at his word. Christ said in Mark 9:31, "The Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day." Christ is going to rise again. This was the word. Thomas couldn't accept that. Whenever the word came on that first resurrection day, that Jesus is alive, the tomb is empty, the woman had saw him, all the disciples, they got together. The news was so stupendous, but Thomas wouldn't come. Only ten came that day. Thomas wouldn't come. His unbelief poisoned his spiritual progress. When he should have been with others, he was alone. Alone in his bitterness, alone in his resentment, alone in his pessimism. If we choose to be alone, not being with the companionship of others, that will only cause the darkness of soul to increase. But in a spiritual way, not just a psychological way, but in a spiritual way and in a Christian way, it's so important for us to seek out the companionship of God's people. And it's so important for us to be in God's house to hear God's word. When we can't be in God's house, we can use the live stream, we can use radio, we can use podcasts. We can still get our spiritual food. But when health permits it, we should be in God's house, because there is strength for us there. But Thomas was so overwhelmed with his own unbelief that whenever the disciples came to him and said, "We have seen the Lord," he said angrily to them, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." God saw those words, and the Lord would show him that he heard those words. "I will not believe," he said, "unless I see, unless I touch, unless I feel, I will not believe." He doubted the word of 10 witnesses. His heart wasn't right with God, and he had no peace. When we're full of skepticism and unbelief and refuse to take God's word, we'll have no peace. But let's think about the grace that transformed his life. Where did Thomas's road to restoration begin? It began when the disciples came to him. They cared for him. They didn't abandon him. Even though he was full of unbelief, they still came. Well, how we need to reach out to the unbelieving. Reach out to the doubting. Reach out to those that are in sin. To those that are in a backslidden state. Reach out to them. It's good when people come to us and say, "I'm praying for you." Never despise that. We are not to cast off the careless one, but encourage. Barnabas was encouraged. Barnabas encouraged Saul of Tarsus when the other disciples wouldn't accept that Saul was one of the disciples. And Barnabas then would encourage John Mark, who had refused to travel with Saul. And then Peter in the future would encourage John Mark. So it's good to encourage others. But it wasn't the compassion of the disciples that broke Thomas's heart. It was the love of Christ. And the fact that Christ knew everything about him. Because he did come, perhaps only to please the other disciples, the following Sunday. He came. The eighth day after the resurrection, he came. And the Lord appeared. And the Lord had a word for Thomas especially. The Lord looked at him, and the Lord said to Thomas, "Here's the print of my nails. Here's the wound in my side." Thomas knew that the Lord heard those unbelieving words. The Lord knew everything about him. But the Lord who stood before him was the one that died. The stripes were on the back, the signs of the terrible wounds that brought about his death. And yet here he was alive, physically alive. Thomas's spirit was broken. "My Lord and my God," he said. "You're not only my Lord, but you're my God." One of the greatest confessions of Christ that we read anywhere in the New Testament. Thomas was brought from his doubting into the radiant sunbeams of faith, tremendous faith. He was humbled looking at the wounds of the Son of God. As we think of what Jesus has done for us, bleeding for us, shedding his precious blood for us, dying for us, there's healing for the sin-sick soul. There's restoration for the backslider. There's forgiveness for the sinner. There's new life through Jesus Christ because he lives. He lives having died for us. How can you be a Christian today? How can you be sure of eternal life? You come to Jesus Christ. You come as you are with your sin. You confess your sin. You say to him, "Lord, I'm a sinner. I have sinned. Will you save me?" Maybe you're a backslider. There's forgiveness for you. You can't forgive yourself. You don't have to forgive yourself. You need to know God's forgiveness. And when we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We need to take God at his word. Thomas failed to do that. Jesus said, "Him that cometh to me, I will never cast out." Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." There's rest for your soul today. Will you come and discover and find new life in Jesus Christ? And when you come to the Lord, you will have that assurance. And your heart will no longer be troubled because you have seen him. I thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.